you were talking about 6 and 8 and kind of the back row. So lots of people talk about the balance in the back row. And as someone that's in a back row, can you kind of explain that to me? Because I always, obviously you always hear about the 6, the 7, the 8, the specific rows, but how does it tie in together? And then obviously when you switch, what are the nuances?
It depends what teams want for balance. So let's look at the World Cup. Say, I watched a lot of Australia because I have a few friends playing. They had a lot of what they say jacklers, people that go over the ball there, Pocock, Hooper, and Fardy. So that balance for that team is all about the ruck. So it depends how coaches want to view what they want from the team. So for me personally, a balanced back rower is a 7, who is a fetcher, the guy that jackals all the time, and just basically the workhorse. The 8 is more so the link in between backs and the forwards, so he's always communicating basically what the backs want for the forwards as a set piece. He's the guy that can distribute, he can ball play as well as the backs. He's a ball runner as well. The 6 is a ball runner plus a fetcher. So that's what I think is a well balanced back row. Well, it changes all the time, but that's personally what I think. And the 6 is more of a lineup option as well, jumper. I'm far from that, but I'm getting there. But
I was going to say, did you do any at the weekend? From his perspective, were you an option in the line?
Yeah, 100%. Got all my balls, so I was quite happy about that. Yeah, I was an option, so that's a big thing. So, different combinations for different teams is really good too, because, a few teams like to go for a jackal option. Sale, for instance, their back rows are much shorter, but they're ridiculous over the ball, so for those kind of teams you've got to get in the ruck much earlier because they're going to steal the ball. So
what do Worcester do then? Seeing
that? They got features, but they got big boys, so they want the big boys, so they want ball runners.
Right.
They're after ball
so
runners.
You're going to counteract that.
Exactly. So we need big boys on big boys, so we know they're going to come at us, just basically bang, bang, come around the corner, hit it up, bash it up. So we need some big boys to counteract that. So it's going to be an interesting game. We know they're a very set-piece dominant team. So if it comes set-piece for them, they like to slow the game down and kind of control it like that. So I don't know how we're going to counteract that. Maybe we can speed it up.
Or
I'll take George's spot.
Play at 10.
Yeah, exactly. No,
I would love to see that.
No. There's no ball going out wide, that's for sure. Yeah, exactly.
That'd be awesome. How's the week been in terms of your role within the squad and sort of bringing people through that have had the experiences of the last sort of games not necessarily going as well as they could have done? From a leadership perspective, how have you sort of taken that on yourself? And
me personally, I don't say a lot.
Okay.
I'm not really a talker. I talk on the field. I non-stop chat on the field. I think I'm just white noise to a lot of people, to be honest, because I talk that much. But I try and lead by example. So when we go to a drill, I try and do it real hard. So boys are like, okay, yeah, he's getting into it. So I'll follow him in. So that's the only way I kind of try and do stuff. From a leader prospect, but we got guys that can speak well. Hoops is excellent. I've never had a club captain and a captain like Hoops ever before.
Is that in terms of what he said and when he says it, or
exactly?
Or
yeah, all of the above. Everything he does. All the words what he says, he does.
Okay.
If you know what I mean, and and you feel like you're following him to anywhere.
Yeah, and that's probably quite invaluable at this point in time, although he's.
Exactly.
Do you miss him off the field when he's not there?
I do personally. Yeah. We got other guys there that can take control, but he's got a calm demeanor about him. A lot of time, we lose focus because it's such a things might lead off the trail, but he's got that demeanor where he's like, all right, boy, sit it down, calm, look at me, focus. This is what we're doing next, and everyone just like, yeah. and just goes on to the next job.
Yeah.
You know, we look, you know, as you play rugby, you lose that sight sometimes, and he just brings it all back. And it's unbelievable. It's crazy. It's awesome. Yeah, 100%.
See, now I want to go and play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not that I would do a job at in any position in the back row whatsoever. Let alone the back line.
After one of their heaviest defeats on home soil, the question is how will Bath react heading into this festive fixture against the Worcester Warriors?
It's been tough. In a good way, though. You know, we wanted a reaction from obviously the loss we had last week. You know, not happy about that. So we had a bit of a, as we call it, a Bosch session, which was, I think, personally, that we needed it the weekend. You know, the effort's there. It's just, I don't know if it's the technical bits. We're not putting it all together, you know. But one thing about what I like about Bath is our ableness to adapt to things. So we're quick to adapt and quick to learn. So hopefully, you know, we put things in structure into play that we can change right now so we can start winning games, you know, before the season gets away from us. You know, we know it's tough. It's going to be tough. We're in the heart of our position in both competitions, but we've got good characters, and we believe in ourselves, you know, we believe in each other, so I think we can pull back from it.